Two explosions in Boston at the finishing line of the Boston Marathon have claimed two lives, according to local media outlets, including the Boston Globe. More than 100 people injured and are being treated in nearby hospitals.
There's been a series of bomb attacks also in cities across Iraq, and they've killed at least 37 people and wounded almost 300. Several cities were hit, including the capital Baghdad, Kirkuk in the north, and Nasiriyah in the south.
Venezuela's defeated presidential candidate is demanding a recount of votes. Henri Capriles claims there were several irregularities during the election and the result, in his view, is illegitimate. Socialist Nicolas Maduro narrowly won the election to replace Hugo Chavez, who died of cancer in March.
Now, those explosions in Boston have made a bad day on Wall Street even worse. The Dow Jones was down almost 2%. That's its biggest one-day fall since November. The gold price has been tumbling for about the last 48 hours, and it continued to fall. The metal has suffered its worst two-day loss in 30 years. It was down more than 9% to $1,395 an ounce. Weaker than expected growth in China's economy has sparked a wider fall in commodity prices. Oil prices hit 4 months lows, and the price of copper and aluminium were also sharply lower. And of course, that also affected the currencies, including Australia's dollar.
Markets understandably rattled by the bombings in Boston.